I love watching you touch yourself, baby. Watching you pleasure yourself. Watching how you build and build that orgasm in your own body. The pace and the pressure and the placement. Oh God, baby. Oh. I love when we touch ourselves together, but hands only on ourselves. Oh, oh God. Our moans, our breathing, giving each other pleasure, but never our hands or our bodies on each other. Maybe. I could do that all day with you. I love when you're gentle with yourself and slow. I'm gonna come already. Fuck, that was fast. Oh, baby. You know how much I love the tease, too. Sometimes I just want to be teased over and over until I hear begging come out of my mouth. I hear pleading till I can barely get the words out. I need it so bad. I love when you take control and just make me work for it. Fuck. I love how well you know me. Now you can take me from one orgasm right to the next. Fuck you. Oh, baby, I need it. How you can make me come just from sucking my tits. From grabbing them. From fondling me, from pinching my nipple, from sucking my tent, my nipple, your hand on one and your mouth on the other. They're so sensitive. You know every way to make me come. Okay. And you could make me come over and over while only touching them. Putting one in your mouth. It's so good. Pulling your mouth off of it. Making that suction sound as you let go. Fuck. And then the other one. Doing that same. One hand. Caressing and pinching and rolling. And grabbing. Oh god. And grabbing. It's so good. Oh god. Make me come, baby. Come again. My orgasm so well. No matter how many times, it makes me smile. You know how much of it is mental. Oh, you could come behind me while I'm brushing my teeth. Grab my tits. Whisper in my ear how you would suck them. And just that delicious detail. My imagination, memory. You can make me come like that and you know it. You're so fucking proud of yourself, too. Fuck. Oh, it's getting so fucking sensitive. And those aftershocks. You know my favorite way to come is when you tease me with those aftershocks and you show just how well you know me, how well you have me wrapped around your finger. You could be fucking me with anything, a finger. You could be penetrating me. I'm getting so turned on. I'm so close. And you know that pulling it out, the right speed, is gonna drive me fucking wild. Oh god. Oh, I love it when you just keeps me in all the muscles. Oh, muscles just go crazy. You know, the best is when you can chase. Oh god. When you can chase a clit orgasm with perfect aftershocks. And that is the very best way to come. Nothing has penetrated my vagina. Those muscles, oh, fuck. They have a mind of their own. And they take me back over the edge. And your timing has to be perfect. But you can trigger it with just a order, a request, or even a moan. I love coming for you, baby. I love exploring our bodies and what they can do to give us pleasure. I swear the aftershock are bigger after every time. And I love when you tell me to keep my hands off myself and just watch you pleasure yourself, and I don't get any part in it or in my own. And those orgasms always catch me by surprise. Because you're in control. Suddenly you do something you know I love. Usually involving a thumb. And I just come without any warning. Fuck. I left the first time you told me when to come for you. When I learned just how powerful my body is. And you can tell me not to come yet. And you can tell me when to come. You can say, baby, come for me. And I have no control. Just come. Oh my God. You know what I want more of? From you. From the world. It's not available enough and I need it. Oh God, I need it. I need a countdown. It exists, I know. But I want more. I can never find it when I need it. When I've been edging. And building. And I just need a fucking countdown. Something like 10. 9. Eight, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3. Come with me, baby. Come with me now. I'm starting to think that I won't be able to stop. I haven't penetrated myself once. I've just been using this. Clit sucking toy. Maybe I'll only use this. See if we can build up to a grand finale. I'm getting in my head now because I'm thinking about why shows in Australia and probably others call it a grand final. Focus. Focus. It's a big finish. If you have countless climaxes, what kind of story is that? You need a big one. Something to make everything seem small. Oh my god. And that's why I need someone to tell me not to come instead of to come. So I don't get so fucking greedy. God damn it, am I greedy. But I don't think there's anything wrong with being a greedy fucking brat. When it feels this goddamn good. Fuck yeah. Fuck yeah. Oh fuck, I just wish this was your mouth. Oh god, I wish this was your mouth. Oh, that would be a good finale. Oh, fuck. Oh, and your tongue is so good when it flicks over my clit. Jesus, you can make me feel so many things with your mouth, with your tongue, with your lips, with your teeth, gently of course, but it's your words, baby. It's your words that make me putty. I just need to hear you tell me what to do. When to do it. How to do it. Yeah, I love coming for you. Yeah. Oh, fuck. Oh god damn it. Oh god damn it, baby. Oh, I need your tongue. I need your lips. I need your breath. And your spit. But I need you to tell me when to come. Tell me when to come. Tell me when to come. Tell me when you want me to comb your mouth. Tell me how good I taste. Tell me you love to hear me pick. And moan. And whimper. You love to make me shake and shudder. And you love how you control my orgasm. Oh my god. Oh my god, baby. Oh, this is just the tip of the iceberg. The things that make my toes curl. I love sharing it with you and talking to you. Oh, I got it. I'm coming. Yeah, it gets longer every time, better every time. I either need a shower or a priest after that. Holy fuck. I never know what I'm gonna do or say when I start one of these. I hope that was somewhat coherent and enjoyable. I know it was for me. Thank you, baby.